Good morning, everybody. My name is Yosef Miller. Aleph, Aleph. Okay. Okay. Aleph is Din Hashkamat Haboker, waking up in the morning. So Aleph, Aleph is Itkaber Kari La'amod Baboker La'avodat Goro Shehehu Me'arer Hashachar. A person should wake up like a lion, get up in the morning to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you should wake up the morning, not that the morning should wake you up. Haga, this is the Ramah. And the Rama says, but certainly one should not daven later than everybody else davens. Now, even if you're davening at home, you should try and keep to the same times and not later. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. That this is a klal gadol b'Torah that always keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. Sorry. Always keep a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of you. Some even, based on the Arizal, has the name Yudke Vavke in front of your eyes. You imagine it. And that every moment, whenever you're walking, you're sitting, you're always thinking of Hashem's name. This is a huge principle. U'amala tatzadikim ashrahochim lifnei ha'alukim. Ki en yeshiva ta'adam utinotav asakav uhu levado beveto. So this is a quote, the straight quote from the Mor Nevuchim, from the Rambam. The Rama quotes, this is in the end of the third chelik, and it's almost a quote verbatim, and he says that when a person is sitting down on his own, he doesn't behave the same way as when he sits in front of a great king. And v'hulo diburo v'arhavat piv kirtzono, v'hu iman shebeito krovav kidiburo b'moshav ha'melach. In the same way, he speaks and acts, even with his own family or friends, is not the same way he speaks in front of a melech. Kol shekin, k'sheyasim adam elibo shehamelech hagadol hakadosh baruch hu, asher melocho la'aretz kavodo, omer alav, v'ra'eb ma'asav. Certainly a person should always think that there is the greatest of all kings who fills the entire world, is standing over him and watching everything he does. Kamo shenemar, im yisater ish b'misterim, v'ani lo ra'enu ne'um Hashem. Miyad yagia ilav v'yira. So certainly a person will come to have fear of Hashem, v'achna, v'pachad Hashem yitbarach, u'boshto b'menu tamid, and always be afraid of him. V'lo yitbayesh v'pnei b'nei adam, and a person should not be embarrassed from other people, hamalgim ala bevorot Hashem midbarach. If people are laughing at him, or discouraging him from doing mitzvot, or from serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should not give in to that peer pressure. Gam behatznei alechet ubeshochvo al mishkavo yida lifnei mihu shochev. And a person should always be tsanua, even when he's lying on his bed. Umiyad sheor mishnato yakum bizrizut laavodat baro yitbarach vitale. And certainly, when he wakes up in the morning, he should get up quickly. And to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Just to stay over real quick, just a couple of quick things, is the person has to remember that he was created, right, when he wakes up in the morning, to realize that you're created in order to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. From the Mishnah Berurah, he also quotes from the Shalah that it's a nice inyan to always connect the morning and night with Divrei Torah, so or Tefillah. So therefore, sunrise and sunset, or perhaps Tzeis and Amud HaShachar. Okay. I'll just point out that the Bir Halacha points out six mitzvot tamidiyot that a person should always have in mind. That are constant, basically revolving around emuna. And Shiviti, I'll just point out that Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, even though it's a pasuk in Tehillim, it's certainly a mitzvah d'oraita, probably under Anochi Hashem, perhaps other mitzvot. Right? I mean, that's the whole spirit of the Torah, is Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid. The Rambam, and also in Mor Nevuchim, this is in Mem Hei, in Chela Gimel, he points out that all the mitzvot are, it's in the Mor Nevuchim. It's either in Nun Gimel or Mem Hei. He points out that he branches all the Torah is divided into two pillars. One is the hashkafa of the Torah, and one is the mitzvot. And he points out that the hashkafa and the spirit of the law is connected ahavat Hashem, and doing the mitzvot is connected yirat Hashem. And that's really what it's all about. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out that sometimes it's actually good to do mitzvot in front of other people, because when you do that, you're encouraging them to also to follow you and also to do mitzvot. So there's a balance between being sanua and doing it in front of other people, but obviously you should have the right intentions and not do it to be a show off. Okay, bet. Seif bet. Hamashkim litchanen lifnei boro. A person who gets up early in the morning, yichaven l'shaot shemishtanot ha-mishmarot. A person should get up early in the morning. This is really still at nighttime. And have in mind to daven at specific times when certain things change in the heavenly spheres. Shehen b'shlish ha-layla u'lesof shnei shlish ha-layla v'sof ha-layla. In other words, you divide up the night into three equal parts. If it be 12 hours a night, then you would divide it into 4 hours, 4 hours, and 4 hours. After the first four-hour period, that's the end of the first third. Then the next third would be after the eighth hour, and the next third would be after the 12, would be... So that's the question, would be alota shachar, or if it would be sunrise. But it would be at the end. Because it's ideal for a person to daven, in particular for the churban and for galut, at those particular times. And just to point out, this is from a famous Gemara that most of us have learned in the very beginning of brachos. It happens to be a machloket there. If the night is divided into three or four mishmarot. So the Shulchan Aruch went with three. Alpi Kabbalah and Arizal, there's a very big inyan of having Tikkun Chatzot, which probably fits better with the having it divided into four periods. But this way you get Chatzot right in the middle. So according to the Mekubalim, the best time is Chatzot HaLayla, right in the middle of the night. It's not about, well, it's about the Churban and Galut Ritziyah. So it's similar. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out, but when a person learns and davens, he should do it b'simcha. Okay, Gimel. Ra'uy l'kol yirei shamayim shehe meitzer v'doeg al Churban Beit HaMikdash. That really, yirei shamayim should really be concerned and worried about the Churban Beit HaMikdash, that it gets rebuilt. Dalet. Tov me'at tachanunim mechavana mehabot belo kavana. A huge topic, huge yesod, that a person, it's much better to daven a little bit with kavana than a lot without kavana. So if you only have a little bit of time, it's better to concentrate on what you're saying a little slower than trying to rush and say as much as you can. And that's in general in life. It's for learning. It's for everything that we do. That quality in general is definitely better than quantity. Okay. Hey. Tov lomar parshat ha'akedah, parshat haman, v'aseret ha'dibrot, parshat ola, u'mincha, u'shlamim, v'chatat, v'asham. So he points out that it's very good for a person every morning to say karbanos. Which include a little bit, we call it karbanos, but includes a little bit more. When we say karbanos in the morning, it starts out with Akedas Yitzchak. And then he also says it's good to say Parshat Haman. Some of us have that in particular at the end of Shacharis. He says it's good to say Aseret HaDibrot. And then here's the actual karbanos about an Ola, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, and Nashim. I don't know if I've seen that in the Seder. Yeah, maybe some have. So some Siddurim would have it. Okay. Right, and it's important when you say Parshas Hakeidah that a person should remember to get Tzchus Avos and should also and to be willing to be Moser his own Nefesh. The more that we connect with what we say, then obviously it makes it that much more powerful and helpful. Just to read it and not know what you're saying or care about it, obviously is not what we're looking to accomplish. And when you say Parshat Haman, the point is to have emuna that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll take care of you one way or another, and that parnasa is primarily from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not how much effort you put into it. Obviously, we have to do some ishtadlut, there's no question, but not to go overboard, whatever that is. Aseret HaDibrot is to remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, and Parshas Karbanos is also important because one who learns them and says them is as if someone actually brought it up themselves. Obviously, if you want to bring it up and you try to bring it up and you had kavana to bring it up, but you just can't, you're an onus. So by saying it, it's as if you actually brought it. Okay. Do we do the Rama? Okay, let's read the Rama. Haga. So we're still in Hay. V'davka biyachid. Mutar lomar aseret hadibrot b'kol yom. So aseret hadibrot, only a yachid can say it, not a tzibur. Well, asur, le'omram, but tzibur. Because if you start reading aseret hadibrot publicly out loud, then somebody might think that, oh, only this is written in the Torah, or only this is important. That's why some people don't stand when they say Aseret HaDibrot. Generally, the Ashkenazim do and the Sephardim don't. When you read it in Shul in the morning, when it comes up in the Parsha twice a year, so then that's the general custom, is not to, because we don't want people to think that this is the only thing that's Minat Torah, or the only thing that's important. So in general, so we don't read it in public outside of those, when it comes up during the Parsha, or those. And on Shavuos, Shkoyach. Okay, very good. Just a side thing, an Avel does say Karbanos in the morning, even though he doesn't learn, because Karbanos is considered part of Tefillah. Same thing, we say it on Tisha B'Av. Okay. An Avel is sitting Sheva. Well, always, it doesn't. An Avel can always say Karbanos. Exactly. Zayin. Vav. Parshios ha-korbanos lo-yomar elo bayom. Korbanos are only brought during the day, so the time to say them is during the day. Zayin. Kashi yasayam parsha ta'ola yomar. It's good to say this tefillah. Yihi ratzan milfanecha shiye zeh hashuv v'mekubal ki'ilu hikrafti ola. So that you say in a tefillah that it should be as if you actually brought it. V'kach yomar achar parsha samincha v'ashlamim. Same thing for the other korbanos. And because you can bring them as an edava whenever you want to. Okay. When you read Chatat, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't say that unless you think you did an avera that deserves it, because you don't have to bring the Chatat. Okay. Chet. Yomar ima korbanot pasuk. There's a school that you should also say this pasuk at the end of saying the korbanos, because it also reminds the Kaddish Baruch Hu of Akedas Yitzchak. Tet, yesh nuhagim lamar parshat ha-kiyor, v'achar kach parshat trumat ha-deshen, v'achar kach parshat ha-tamid, v'achar kach parshat mizbeach miktar ktoret, parshat samenei ha-ketoret v'asiyato. Also, then one should say the parsha about Kiyor, Trumas Hadeshen, about the Tamid. The Tamids are the korban that we say every day. It's what we just read today on Rosh Chodesh. That portion talks about has the Tamid included. V'yachar kach parsha mizbeach miktar ktoris, and then also the whole part about the 11 spices, pitol makatoret. And for someone who can't say all korbanos, I strongly recommend to at least say what you can. At least say some of it. Maybe at least the tamid and pitam haketoret. Doesn't have to be an all or none. Okay. We are ready for... Okay, point well taken. The Mishnah Berurah says that an Avel does not say Parshat Korbanot. So it is definitely a machloka. Thank you so much. Okay, so I mean to double check. But it's definitely a machloket. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes to, that by Tisha B'Av, to say Korbanos. I can double check what the Mishnah Berurah says over there. But I know some say it should be the same. So that's why it's the same here. But okay, good question. Good point.
But when he's saying Avel, you're talking about somebody who's
sitting Shiva. Sitting Shiva. Oh, yeah. The only person who wouldn't is because an Avel only during Shiva is usher to learn Tara. So that's the only issue. Yeah, but that wouldn't even be a question. That's, it wouldn't be because he's supposed to learn Torah. So there's no. Okay, thank you very much. That's important. You can remind me at the end of the shiur to look that up, or you can let us know tomorrow what you find out. Okay, Beis. Siman Beis. Aleph. Lo yobash chaluko meyushav eliyka chaluko v'yachnis po uzerotav be'odenu shochev v'nimtza kishiyakum shehu mechusa. Okay, so a person, when he gets up in the morning, this is talking about in those days when people slept without any clothing on, they just recovered up with the sheet. So then, what we don't want you to do is to get out of bed and you're standing there completely naked. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should start getting dressed while you're under your covers. And this way, when you sit up, you'll be clothed. Okay. And again, Mishnah Berurah points out, this is similar to what we read in the first Siman, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and we're supposed to behave with tzniut. Okay. And then he points out, obviously, in a Beit Merchatz, in certain places, you have to be tzanua when you can, but it's a place where one gets naked, and that's normal, and that's fine. And also he points out that when you're going to a nahar to go to the mikveh, so it depends when you're going up, when you're going down, as far as being covered. So when you're getting close, you keep your clothing on. When you get there, then obviously you take off your clothing, even though you're going to go in completely unclothed. And you don't cover your you don't cover yourself when you go down, even your private spots, because then it even looks like you're embarrassed of your mila. And but when you get out, then it's okay to cover. That's okay. This halakha will come up later. Okay. Bet. I think we're ready. Bet. Al yomar hinini b'chadrei chadarim mi ra'eini. A person should not say when he's in his own private room, "Who am I?" Who sees me? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu melo kol ha'aretz kavodo. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, it fills the whole world and sees us wherever we are. Okay, so we basically covered this in the first Siman. Basic yesod in Emunah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always watching us wherever we are. Gimel. Yedaktik b'chaluko l'lov shel kedarko. A person has should put on his clothing the proper way. Shelo yafoch ha'pinim milachutz. It should not be inside out. That's important. Okay, this is more of a Kabbalistic thing. And okay, well, as far as that's as far as getting dressed, but it's important to look normal, not to have stains on you, not to look disheveled, and so therefore you shouldn't walk around also with clothing that's inside out. Dalit. Yinol minol yamin techila v'lo yikshirenu v'yachar kach yino shel samol v'yikshirenu v'yachzor v'yikshor shel yamin. So when a person puts on his shoes that has laces, you first put on your right shoe, then you put on your left shoe, then you tie your left, and then you tie the right. And the Rama says, "Uvamin alim shelanu she'en lahem kshira." But if you have shoes that don't have laces, so just yinal shel yamin tchila, just put on your right shoe first. The main thing is put on your right shoe first, and then you worry about tying, and then the tying left is first. So a concept of it's a popular concept in Chazal that the right represents chesed, and so we give more respect to the chesed. And I don't think the shoes really care so much. I think it's more for us to learn a little muster for ourselves, using our clothing to teach us priorities and respect how to behave. So that's that idea. Okay. And why is it important to tie the left first? So that just has to do that the Torah, we see, gives a certain type of chashivut for tying to the left side, and we see that by tefillin. Okay. 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 Hey. Good. Hey. Kesha choletz min alav choletz shel samo techila. And then when you take off your shoes, you take off your small first. And that's also giving more respect to the right that you take off the left first.
Untie left and take off left.
Yes, I believe so. Okay, so I would untie and take off the left first. Vav. Okay. Asur lelech bekoma zukufa. A person should not walk with a too straight. That's how I would explain it. Too upright. A person should not walk in a way that looks like he is a little bit haughty. Good posture is good. Normal posture is good, even though my posture is not great. But people with a good normal posture, I think, is good and healthy. But I learned that that's not what the Shulchan Aruch or the Gemara is talking about. It's when it's overextended or you just walk in a way and that you just look like you're a little bit too proud. V'lo yelech Arba amot b'kiloi harosh, and a person should not walk dalet amos without a kippah or a head covering of some sort. V'yivdok nikavav, and a person should always check himself if he has to relieve himself. Hagav yechase kol gufo v'lo yilech yachif v'yagir latzmo lipanot boker v'erev shuzrizut inikiyut. A person should cover his whole body, should be tzanua, he shouldn't go barefoot. Barefoot outside can either be because of tzniut, and that really depends on the times and the community and where you are. And a person should, or it could be just to protect your feet. And then a person should always check himself to relieve himself morning and evening. Okay, just
barefoot issue is only inside your own home.
Good question. I think people do walk around barefoot in their homes. I don't believe it's the minhag that it's a problem.
But I've
heard of that by socks. I've never heard about that by feet, and I don't know if there's anything real or important. Not familiar.
Because of danger when they're walking outside, rocks and.
Yeah, so that's for sure. You don't want to make yourself anything dangerous. That's for sure. So that's okay. What?
We're out of time.
I see that. So you can go if you need to. I know we started a few minutes late, and the question is, I can catch up tomorrow, or I will. What does everybody want? Catch up tomorrow. 15 to 20. And I can do it a little faster. I gotta learn the speed also. I can probably speak a little faster. If I need to, I'll say a bit less.
Let's try to keep to the schedule.
Okay. So fine. So we'll stop today. Does anyone want to stop today? And then we'll.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Go ahead.